A prayer for the children of the nations.
Peace.
To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a king, abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world. All those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of their nation and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the High Priest, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children, their entire house, and their nation, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed. To our children and their entire family, their nation, the saints, and faithful brethren in Christ, grace to them, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying for our children, giving thanks because of the hope which is laid up for them in heaven. The Lord make his face shine upon them and their house and their nation, and be gracious to them. The Lord lift up his countenance upon them and give them peace. The Lord put his name on our children and their house, and bless them and their family. Peace to our children and all of their people. Peace to their nation and all of their people, and be gracious to them. The Lord lift up his countenance upon them and give them peace. The Lord put his name on our children and their house, and bless them and their family. Peace to our children and all of their people. Peace to their house, peace to their nation, and peace to all that they have. peace on every side and all around them and their house. Peace be within their walls, prosperity within their house and their nation. For God has strengthened the bars over their gates. He has blessed them and their children. He makes peace in their borders. Our children and their family shall dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. The Lord's kindness shall not depart from our children and their nation, nor shall his covenant of peace be removed. They shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one of them walking in their uprightness. The Lord will bring our children health and healing. He will heal them and reveal to them and their house and their nation the abundance of peace and truth. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord of hosts shall break Satan's yoke from their necks and burst their bonds, for the chastisement for their peace was upon him, and by his stripes they are healed. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his peace there will be no end. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is great to the ends of the earth, our children shall dwell in the land that the Lord has given them, their children and their children's children forever. The Lord will make a covenant of peace with our children and their house, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them and their family. He will establish them and their people and multiply them, and he will set a sanctuary in their midst forevermore. The Lord will fight for them and their house, and our children shall hold their peace. He will give peace in their land, and none will make them or their family afraid. He will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through their land. He shall give to them his covenant of peace, and it shall be to them and their descendants a covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Upon their house there shall be peace forever from the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. His praise endures forever. The Lord God is our Father, our Redeemer, from everlasting is his name. There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none besides him, nor is there any rock like our God. Blessed be the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. In the name of Jesus Christ, from the rising of the sun even to its going down, his name shall be great among the nations. Therefore let the peace of God rule in their hearts, being thankful. For it pleased the Father that in Jesus all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself. By him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And our children, who once was alienated and an enemy in their mind by wicked works, he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present them holy and blameless and irreproachable in his sight. May our children continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast. May the God of peace himself sanctify our children completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let them and their family lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation will flee youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, that they will pursue peace with all men and holiness. Grace and peace be multiplied to our children and their house and their nation in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, for at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, in Jesus' name, now may the God of hope fill our children and their house and their nation with all joy and peace in believing, that they may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May our children and their people acquaint themselves with Jesus Christ and be at peace. Thereby, good will come to them and their house and their nation. Let our children receive instruction from God's mouth and lay up his words in their heart, so that they will be built up. They will remove iniquity far from their house and their nation. In Christ we pray, our children and their family will not forget his law, but let their hearts keep his commands for length of days, and long life and peace be added to them. Let not mercy and truth forsake them. Bind them around their neck. Write them on the tablet of their heart, so they will find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Let them be complete, be good, Be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with them. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and their land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and shall make his footsteps their pathway. May the Lord make a covenant of peace with our children, and their house, and their nation, and cause wild beasts to cease from the land, and they and their family will dwell safely in the wilderness, and sleep in the woods. Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring, the dawn of morning, from on high visited them, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, and the shadow of death, to guide their feet into the way of peace. In his name, Jesus Christ, in Christ we ask that the God of heaven and the God of earth make our children and the places all around them a blessing. May he cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing. Their land shall be quiet and peaceful, for the Lord will give peace and quietness, rest from all their enemies all around. The God of peace, the great, the mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts, will crush Satan under their feet. In Christ we pray that our children and all of their family will wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt them in their house to inherit the land, and our children and their people shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. They shall know that their house and their nation is in peace, and also that their descendants shall be many, and their offspring like the grass of the earth. They shall come to the grave at a full age, as a sheaf of grain ripens in its season. Our children shall be gathered to their grave in peace, and their eyes shall not see all the calamity of the earth. The Lord will deliver our children and their people from this present evil age. Our children shall flourish like a palm tree. They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. For our children are planted in the house of the Lord, and they shall flourish in the courts of their God. Our children shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is their rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Our children shall go to the Father in peace. They shall be buried at a good old age. Now the God of peace be with them, and their house, and their nation. Surely the Lord their God has shown our children his glory and his greatness. He raises the poor from the dust, and lifts the beggar from the ash heap, to set them among princes, and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to the way the Lord has redeemed their soul, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to the way the Lord has redeemed their soul in peace from the battle which was against them, he has lovingly delivered their soul from the pit of corruption, for he has cast all their sins behind his back, and our children are a new creation. Having been justified by faith, they have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let them take hold of his strength, that our children shall make peace with God. May they all come to the Lord Jesus, and he shall cause them and their house to take root. They shall blossom and bud, and fill the face of the world with fruit. May our children and their people elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to our children and their nation, and peace be multiplied. Both riches and honor come from you, O God, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. In the name of Jesus Christ, in him all things exist. Therefore, let our children and their nation receive the wisdom that is from above, which is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. May the fruit of righteousness be sown in peace by them and their nation. Let our children be people of understanding, a counselor of peace. Let our children be a person of understanding, counselor of peace, with joy and gladness in their heart, being among the peaceable and faithful, loving truth and peace, a peacemaker. May the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make them complete in every good work to do his will, working in them and their nation what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Glory and honor and peace be to our children and their nation, everyone who works what is good. In Christ we pray that they and their nation will not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition to God, subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. May the Lord God establish peace for them, for he has also done all their works in them. In Jesus our children shall have peace. In the world they will have tribulation. In the name of Jesus Christ, the firstborn of all creation, the Lord grant our children the peace of Jesus, and let not their heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In the name of Jesus, because his judgment is righteous, let them and their nation be diligent to be found in him in peace, without spot and blameless. In Christ we pray that they and their nation will depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. Let them and their family pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which they may edify one another. As much as depends on them, may they live peaceful with all men, being spiritually minded, receiving life and peace, being edified, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, being multiplied. May the Lord of peace himself give them and their nation peace always in every way. The Lord be with our children and their nation. Let them and the people of their nation be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let their requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard their hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant them and their people the petitions which they have asked of him, and guide their feet into the way of peace. Grace, mercy, love, and peace be with them and their nation from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Let us hear, and let us take it to heart to give glory to his name. The Lord has seen their ways and will heal our children. He will also lead them and their nation and restore comforts to them. Peace, peace to him who is far off and to him who is near. Peace to them and their nation, says the Lord. All their children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of their children. In righteousness they and their nation shall be established. They and their people shall be far from oppression, for they shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near them and their nation. They shall laugh at destruction and famine, and our children shall not be afraid of the beasts of the earth, for the Lord has set them and their people apart for himself. Our children shall walk in wisdom of the Lord on the path of peace. Our children shall speak the truth and give judgment in their gates for truth, justice, and peace. Their peace is like a river, and their righteousness like the waves of the sea. May the presence of the Lord be with our children on their way. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward our children and their nation. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. as a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory. We claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer. We pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.